Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. We give God the glory. We give him all the praise for another opportunity he has given to us to look into his work. It is such a privilege and we do not take it for granted. So we have been looking at the scripture, lessons we can learn from each chapter of the Bible. It could be one lesson, it could be two, it could be three, but there is something God is saying to us from every chapter of the Bible. And I want to say thank you to you all for staying true. We did Matthew, Mark, Luke, and here we are, John. You've been amazing. You've been following. May God bless you richly in Jesus' name. We're going to continue with our study on the book of John. We did John chapter 10 last week, and we're going straight to John chapter 11. I just want you to listen, open your heart, and learn one or two things. And my prayer this morning is, as we look into God's word together, may the entrance of God's word bring light to us and understanding. May this word, as it comes to us, may the Lord give us grace, strength, energy to put to practice everything we're going to hear today. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Okay, so we're going to be looking at John chapter 11, which talks about the death of Lazarus. The death of Lazarus. You know, the Bible says, now a certain man was sick, Lazarus of Bethany. Lazarus means the Lord helps. That's the meaning of Lazarus. This man was sick. You know, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary who anointed the Lord with fragrant oil and wiped his feet with her hair. So this place is just telling us about the relationship between Lazarus, Mary, Martha, and Jesus. So obviously, Jesus had a very good relationship with these guys. I mean, with Lazarus and with Mary and Martha, a very good relationship. But the same person that Jesus had a good relationship with was sick. Now imagine if you're a pastor and you've got the gift of healing. God has bestowed upon you the gift of healing, and you found out that your son is sick. However, you have traveled. You went to a very far place to minister, and he told you your son is sick and you needed to come and heal the son, just because of the fact that you love that son, without even listening to what God would want to do at that time. I think the next thing anyone would do would be to leave that spot where he is, come straight to the child to heal the child. But God's ways is not the way of man. How are we going to know? How will the disciples know that Jesus can actually raise the dead if there is no dead to raise? So some things happen so that we can see the glory of God. You remember in John 9, the man that was born blind, that the disciples were saying maybe it was the man's sin or probably the sin of the parent. But you remember the response of Jesus Christ to them. Jesus says, he says that this has happened to this man so that the glory of God might be revealed. And that's exactly the situation with most of us. There are some things that you are going through now, and then you begin to wonder, why would I, a child of God, be going through this kind of thing? Why should Lazarus, a friend of Jesus? Do you know what it means to be a friend of Jesus? I'm not talking about a friend by adoption, that, you know, after Jesus Christ died, then we now became his friend, his brother. That's a different thing. This one was Jesus' friend, literally. I mean, literal friends. They were friends. And then he was sick. They sent message to Jesus that your friend, you see, these guys were even playing emotional stuff with Jesus Christ. So they sent people to meet Jesus. And they said, behold, he whom you love is sick. So there was actually that love between Jesus and Lazarus. Jesus loved him. They were very good friends. I mean, Maybe as a result of Lazarus being Jesus' disciple, or probably just as literal friends. But they were friends. And then Jesus had to stay back another 2 days before going to meet Lazarus. That would have been, you know, termed to be someone who doesn't care. And that's what happens to us sometimes. We pray and then we expect the response because of the rights, the privileges that we think we have as a result of Jesus' death and resurrection. We just believe that there are some things that already belongs to us. And then you're so expectant. You believe that it's going to happen. But then Jesus decides to wait. God decides to wait another 2 days concerning that situation so that his glory will be revealed. But your faith, even after that waiting of God, that waiting of Jesus, your faith matters a lot. And I want to give credit to Mary and Martha. Despite the fact that Jesus had waited, and then that waiting resulted to the death of Lazarus. Not just that he died, you know, he had been there for 4 days. But they still believed that Lazarus could be raised up. But before we jump ahead of ourselves, let's see what happened when they came to tell Jesus. Jesus says, okay, now, he stayed 2 more days, verse 6, in the place where he was. Then after this, he said to the disciples, let us go to Judea again. Judea was a place Jesus had just left because they were going to stone him to death. So when Jesus was at Judea, they were going to stone him to death. And now his friend was dead. His friend had died. In that same place, he needed to go back to Judea, a place where he was supposed to be stoned, that he ran away from. But now, he had an assignment there, and he was going back to that place. The courage, the faith that Jesus had, he knew that he would, at all times, place the assignment of God over any other thing, even if it meant losing his life. Was willing to go all the way to obey Jesus Christ. What is that assignment that God has asked you to do? I understand that there is no finance. I understand that there are no support for that project. But as long as God has sent you to do it, then you have to do it. First, Jesus did not allow emotions to guide him. He allowed the Lord to lead him. Despite the fact that emotions would have told Jesus to leave where he was immediately to go and heal Lazarus, he didn't even need to travel. He could have just said a word from where he was and Lazarus would have been healed. But he obeyed the prompting of the Holy Ghost to stay back for another 2 days. That's the first thing. The second thing, he obeyed the voice of God to go to a place where he was supposed to be stoned to death. He would have been killed. He ran away from the place. God told him to go back there. Maybe to build his faith. Or maybe to let Jesus know that I'm there. No matter what, I'm there with you. That very place you're afraid of, you need to go back to it. That very cross, that very assignment that you're afraid of doing, you need to go back. Stop running away from the assignment that God has given to you. Don't run away from it. It's not like Jesus Christ was afraid. Was a man who was full of faith. But there is no one that will see stone and will still remain. But you see, that in that place, that very thing that you're afraid of, that very thing, in that thing lies your assignment. Imagine David. If David had been afraid of Goliath, he would not have become who God has ordained him to be. Or maybe it would have taken him more and longer years. But you see, David confronted his fear. Like Jesus was going to confront his fear, he went back to Judea. Praise God. And then the disciples queried Jesus, why would you want to go back to a place where they were going to kill you? And he told them something very important and I want you to take as a lesson. Jesus says, there are 12 hours in the day. If you don't walk during the day and you walk during the night, you're going to stumble and fall. When there is light, walk. When you still have your strength, serve Jesus. when you still have the age with you, serve Jesus. I have two kids. I know the difference when I had no children, no wife, and now that I have a wife and children. The difference is very clear. I mean, when it was just me, myself, and I know how much of time I had to go for conferences. I can't just wake up tomorrow and say I'm going for conference for 7 days. I've got a family to feed. You understand? So this time is your day. If you're still a teenager, if you're still a youth, if you're still in your younger age, you're not married, you're still single, you don't have kids, maximize that time now. And that's the encouragement of Jesus to the disciples. Finally, when Jesus got to Lazarus' tomb, Jesus shouted, "Lazarus, come forth." You know, it was a command. There are some things that you need to command. It is not you saying, "Father, please help me." You have the authority already. There are some things you need to shout and say, "Come out in the name of Jesus." Lazarus responded. But you know one thing I want us to take note of? When Jesus got to the tomb, the very first thing Jesus said was, "Roll away the stone." I mean, when he was about to heal Lazarus, he told them to roll away the stone. Do you think Jesus Christ could not have commanded the stone to roll away? He could have done it. He had the power to raise the dead. How much more command the stone to be rolled away? But he wanted to engage man. Jesus is always looking for people to work with. For your miracle to be delivered, there is a part for you to play. There are some things that God, only God can do. There are some things that man can do. There are some things you can do. Do the things you can do and leave the things that you cannot do for God. None of them there could raise the dead, but they could roll away the stone. Jesus only could have raised the dead, but the things that men could do, he left it for men to do it. You need to play your whole part. Before you cry and say, "God, please answer me," answer God first. What is that thing that he is expecting you to do? Play your part. When Lazarus came forth, it was still the same Jesus that told them, in verse 39, he told them to take away the stone. And then after Lazarus came out, the next thing Jesus told them, he said, "Loose him and let him go." So loose him and let him go is also an assignment of the people. Jesus Christ could have commanded those grieving clothes to get out from Lazarus. But he said, "Loose him." There was a part for the people to play. Before Jesus commanded Lazarus, there was a part to play. After Jesus commanded Lazarus to come out, there was a part to play. Before your miracle will be delivered into your hands, there is a part to play. Even after the miracle has been delivered, there is also a part to play. I want to believe you've learned so much already today. God bless you. Thank you very much for joining today's podcast. I celebrate you. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye for now.